Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And what are we getting ourselves into? Special show tonight on the Chinese coronavirus. 5 to 6 with Jerry Evans. Please join him and get all the details you want. Call him, harass him, do whatever you want. He's the man. He's my boss. But for you, I have a very special guest with us right now. And I hope you know him by now, because you should. RenoTaxRevolt.com. He's got like 3 different emails and sites. It's Jeff Church. Former law enforcement for Reno, former military, former school educator, the list goes on and on. But right now, the master of watching what's going on, especially with the open meeting laws. And, well, Jeff, let me just say welcome to the show first off. Thanks for being here for us.
Thank you, Monica. And for once, I'll talk about something that affects the state and not just Reno.
Yeah, this is so important, because people are asking, how can the city, the county, the state, how can these people be having meetings and not having public input?
Because they can. I mean, who's looking out for you? And the Attorney General is supposed to, and he is absolutely failing in his duties. He is violating the law.
There are so many things shut down right now, Jeff, that you would think that those that we have entrusted with these sacred offices, our representatives, would have time to work on some of this stuff.
Well, I think it's not time. I think he just doesn't care about the First Amendment, free speech, and the public's right to attend open meetings. And this has nothing to do with the coronavirus. This goes back to 2018 when he was elected.
So what are your efforts to try and get these records, to try and get people to pay attention to the open meeting laws? What have you been doing?
Well, you and I have been talking offline. Here's what's going on. Open meeting laws, a Nevada statute, it's free speech. We have a right to attend meetings. And if they do something devious, we have a right to complain. Since 2018, he has not been investigating open meeting law complaints. The last opinion he issued was April of 2019, and many of the ones that are pending go back to 2018. And then from that April 2019 forward, he has not investigated a single complaint. They just nothing. They're in Never Never Land. So even though the Nevada Revised Statute 241 says that he shall, S-H-A-L-L, investigate, and then he has a 10-day time frame to notify the accused agency. So essentially, free speech is just down the toilet.
How do we do anything about this?
Well, you and I have talked a little bit offline about doing a public document request. But where are the lawyers? I know they're making money, you know, slip and fall and everything else, but somebody out there should care. And I've spent oodles on lawyers, and I just don't have enough funding being a retired cop and retired military officer. So somebody needs to step up to the plate, and there's really no organization out there looking out for you.
You know, Jeff, we've talked about that numerous times. There really isn't. No lawyers or anybody with any type of experience in law has come forward to help the recall effort. They haven't come forward to help local open meeting laws. I know it's impossible to ask you a question like, how do we change this? Because it's the individual. People think that they're going to be retaliated against if they take on government entities. So,
and a lot of the lawyers won't for that reason.
So basically, it just comes down to, as citizens, we have to wait until the next election.
Well, that we can file public. I mean, they can get a hold of me through RenoTaxRevolt.com. But basically a motion to compel is about the only thing we can do. It could be done without an attorney, but you need to get your ducks in a row if you're going to file something like that. It would be filed in Carson City. It's not expensive. It doesn't take a lot of time. It's not a full lawsuit. But, yeah, we have to do something. And, you know, there's an old song, lawyers, guns, and money. Well, thank God for the Second Amendment. But right now, we need the lawyers.
Well, and the Second Amendment is under attack from every single state that, you know, gun stores have been considered non-essential businesses. Gun stores have been closed down in other areas. Gun sales have been closed down. CCWs, this is Nevada, so our Sheriffs and Chiefs Association came together and said, you know what, until July 21st, your CCW is still good if it expired any time after March 14th. So,
But unfortunately, Monica,
go ahead.
People that ordered guns on, I know somebody that ordered a gun on March 19th, still haven't got it because of the background check. And I think it's suspicious, but that's been 2 weeks. It's supposed to be 3 days.
It's all suspicious, Jeff. Everything that we're falling into right now, it's all suspicious. And I don't see how we can let government continue as usual when the American citizens, the business owners, we can't continue business as usual, so they should be shut down completely as well.
Well, Monica, there are things we can do. You can reach out to your state rep, especially the conservative ones, Jim Wheeler, some of those folks, and say, hey, what is going on with our constitutional rights during this thing? For example, the city of Reno, no public meetings now. They're locked up. You can't attend no matter what you're wearing, mask or anything. You can't put input during the meeting. You know, I'll give some credit to the school district. You're allowed to email in your questions during the meeting, but the city of Reno has used this as an excuse. And by the way, near as I can tell, it's the mayor. I mean, she just makes a decree that can lock people up. Not only, you're not violating the law, but if you violate her whim, and it never gets approved even by the city council. It doesn't even go to the council.
Yeah. People have to start making waves. Because if you don't fight
your
back,
representative.
If you don't make waves, and even if it's not your representative, email, call, those numbers are all still active. The emails are still active. They may not be in their offices, but at some point, they are going to have to answer to all of this. Jeff, hang on. They are definitely up for election. Please keep tracking all of this. Whatever you can put on renotaxrevolt.com, if it's to help people, especially to make those open meeting law requests, thank you so much for helping out.
Thank you, Monica.
Again, that's renotaxrevolt.com. Let's go to Bruce, who's on the line at 884-9910. Bruce, you wanted to talk about open meeting laws?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact. Jeff has hit the nail on the head here. They're using this supposed emergency to absolutely stomp on our constitutional rights. And it just, I don't know, other than taking this to the courts, I don't know how we're ever going to get some of this stuff back, because, you know, you and I both know, once they take a right away from you, you have to fight to get it back.
You do. And that's where people have to realize that nothing as far as the government is shut down. People are just working from their homes. They're still making the unconstitutional decisions.
Oh, yeah.
And we have to push
definitely.
Back.
Well, with push back smart.
Yes. That's why I didn't say fight back. I said push back.
Thank you, Monica, for the clarification. Because you know me, I'm one of the first ones that would grab my pitchfork and torch and march on City Hall.
Yeah, exactly. But what, you know, we need more people with those at least torches, because it's at some point, when do they start turning off the lights on us?
Exactly.
They have control of everything.
Yes, they do. I also wanted to, if I may.
Yes, go ahead and talk about the meeting tonight.
Jeff Church will be one of the guest speakers tonight on the virtual Nevada Patriot meeting that we're going to be having. Also, because we were talking about the firearm background check being so backlogged, like Jeff was mentioning, Justin Edwards from Nevada Firearms Coalition will also be speaking on our meeting tonight. Anybody that wants to join, if you don't already have the information, email me at onenevadapatriot@gmail.com, and we'll get you everything you need so you can join the meeting. The Constitution classes have not been canceled either. Those are still happening virtually, Wednesday evenings, 4 to 6. This is all done using the Zoom platform. Very easy to operate. It's simple enough, even I can do it.
Hey, I started doing it last year, and I love it, so you know it's got to be easy. OneNevadaPatriot@gmail.com, and that's Nevada spelled out. Bruce, thank you so much for continuing these meetings, and appreciate your time today. Let's go back to the phone lines. Christy Scott, Battleborn Firearms and Ammunition. Christy, you're still saying, though, it's not taken 2 weeks, and background checks are still being done.
No, it's not. I called in 6 yesterday. I got callbacks, 5 of them today. What the problem is these, and I'm sorry, I'm really frustrated at this because I have a lot of friends that are busting butt at Nevada Department of Public Safety. They've brought in people from other units. They're making callbacks after 6 and before 8. And I think part of the problem is the bigger stores don't want to come in before 8 a.m. and dedicate that time to just redialing, which is what I've been doing for 2 weeks now. I just come in before 8. I start dialing right at 8 o'clock. I continually do it. Right now I'm on hold to call mine in, and I'll get, and I have already gotten 5 callbacks today out of the 6 I did yesterday. My customers are not waiting 2 weeks.
Yeah, so you just have
it's
to
not on them.
Make that commitment, and so stop.
You have to make it a
stop
priority.
Waiting. Yeah, you have to make
it. Yeah, but it's not. It is not on public safety. If I can do it, anybody else can do it. I don't have any special system, and I don't even have. I guess some of the stores have an auto redialer.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't even use that. I use my finger on my cell phone so I can keep it plugged in so it doesn't die. But we
that's
have not
perfect.
Had. I had some called back same day. You know, it's I get so tired of it because those people are really working hard to get the background checks done, and they're getting a really bad rap because I guess some of the other stores just want to fax them in and wait or deliver them and wait. So I just want to clear that up because it is not true.
It's
not taking 2 weeks.
Well, Christy Scott, thank you so much for the commitment to your customers.
You stay safe.
Always appreciate it. You stay safe and wipe everything down as well. We'll be back right after this quick break with Doug, who wants to talk about the disaster loan assistance, right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today, and especially for those who go through the process and can help everybody else. Because sometimes we say, yes, the help is out there for you. But to face something on your own, not having done this before, something new, it's scary. So we turn to the people who have gone before us, who've taken the lead. Right now on the line, 884-9910, Doug is joining us. Doug, thank you so much for calling in. You did an SBA disaster loan assistance the other day.
Yes, and I can quickly walk you through the ups and downs of it, but there's no light at the end of the tunnel. In fact, the war will be over by the time I get a dollar and then probably have to pay it back at 4% over the next 10 years. But that being said, I can take you and the listeners through exactly what I did for small businesses.
Please, take us through.
Okay. When you go online, you go to just the SBA website, sba.gov, or just do a Google search. At the top of the page, this is important, there'll be a yellow banner. Click here. That takes a small businessman to the disaster loan assistance application. It's a three-page application. I've been in business since 1988. I was a sole proprietor, but over the last 20 years since I've been in the state here, I've been an S corporation, and I have one employee. So I was able to use the form, three pages. The important thing is your, I believe it's called the EIN number.
Yeah.
Which, if the morons had translated it like they always ask you for, it's simply your tax ID number.
Yeah.
Okay. So if your customer or your listeners see that, their tax ID number. And then it asks you how much you made for last year and what the cost of business was. And I'm quoting you now from the fine print, and it says, of course, in response to the corona pandemic, blah, 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 you're eligible for disaster loan up to $10,000. This will be granted upon a successful application within 3 days. Well, I guess they've got until midnight tonight for me. And the loan advance, if you comply, you know, to paying your bills, paying your employee, will not have to be repaid. A side note on this, my association of my industry, and we all have them, I'm sure you have one in the radio world,
mm-hmm.
They did a WebEx with an SBA upper-level official and a staffer from a congressman in Montana. And it was pretty bleak. I mean, half of the presentation was for bigger corporations, and they spoke very little of the little guy, which is this loan disaster, injury disaster loan application is its exact title that I'm participating in. But there were 1,000 people on the conference call, and one the SBA official said, well, if you can email this email, which is customerservice@sba.gov, and they'll get right back to you. And one guy says, I've written them six times and I haven't heard diddly. And then he says, well, you can call this 800 number. And so I called it. And they said, well, we're happy that you called. You're number 1,034 in line.
Yeah, I'm hearing the same thing from people with unemployment.
Yeah,
they're trying to say that the unemployment process, it's easy. They're getting more people. They're getting the calls through. And they're not.
Well, you know, like I said when I first picked up the phone, I'll get it when the war's over, and then they probably say I'll have to pay some of it back. I don't trust them. But you have to diligently go through it, and no one can give you the scoop. You've got to get online. You've got to research it, and it's not simple. So larger companies that have staffs that are, in their financial groups and things, they'll do it. But a sole proprietor or a small corporation, you're on your own. But I'll keep you advised. I'll let you. I'm waiting now for my bank account to pop up here with those funds. So, if you'd like, I can call you back through the remaining days until something.
Yes, please let us know. I mean, if you're supposed to get it, hopefully before midnight tonight, being the end of 3 days, please call us when you get it, and I want to know how long it actually took you.
Yeah, the thing is, you know, small companies like myself, you know, you can maneuver, you pull funds here to pay Peter to pay Paul, you know, the expression. Mm-hmm. But at a certain point in time, they got to get on with it. And my thanks to Nancy Pelosi for delaying it for another week before we could have been on it.
Yeah, so the museums and arts could get their funding in the immigration, and they can be taken care of first. So yes, Doug, thank you so much for calling in and working through the process. Yeah, I'm with Doug. I don't trust him either. You know, where is the very small fine print that they forgot to add on or something like that? So just be prepared. Be prepared. If you don't have to use it, don't use it. But if you do, then definitely take advantage of it. The point is to keep people employed, to keep businesses going. Of course, as we know now, Governor Sisolak has put a stay-home order in place, which I'm still getting questions on, well, what does that mean, stay at home? That means stay at home, stay off the roads, if you don't have to be out. Head into your backyard, though, and do something that's pleasing. Quick text here. Actually, it's from Desiree. My friend says, he says it's really getting sad that the people have so easily allowed the government to do what it's doing. Letting killers and rapists out of prison, and then arresting the people out walking or just leaving their home. You should be disgusted right now with all political parties. Make sure you speak up. And you can speak up right here on your live and local FM talk shows on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 991FMTalk.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. 884-9910 is the number to call. Get your concerns or your questions out. Let's go to the phone lines now and check in with Ken. Hi, Ken. Thanks for calling. You wanted to talk about churches?
Well, a little bit. I just wanted to let you know that, you're familiar with a Florida pastor who was arrested for getting his congregation together.
And yes.
There's another Midwestern pastor who wants to get his congregation together for worship on Easter. And I worship the Lord, and I would go to any of these things in defiance of their orders. I just happened to hear on another radio station in the morning these two talk show hosts saying, they hope that pastor gets arrested. So I immediately turned off that station and I'm no longer going to listen to it or patronize the businesses that advertise there. I am now listening to you and will patronize the businesses that advertise here on this station.
Well, thank you. Now,
you're welcome. Now, as a final thing, I think the three R's need to be retaught to our children and to kids. The three R's are: resist the governor, reopen your business, and recall the governor. But in private, my language is much more colorful.
Well, and I'm gonna add a fourth R into that, and that is re-educate your kids so they understand why we're going through what we're going through. Ken, thank you so much for the call, because who decides? You know, who is making that ultimate decision? Fortunately, it's up to the states. Unfortunately, it's up to the states and who's in charge at the time. So we're seeing everything change from state to state to state. We're seeing borders shut down between states because, well, that state has their prerogative. They want to stop the spread of the so-called virus that's going to wipe us out. Well, they have the prerogative to do that. Who says that it is more important for you to be able to go and buy your beer than it is to go to church and worship, to be calmed, to have your fears removed that we are going to get through all of this? That shouldn't be allowed. It should be your choice. With as large as churches are, more services can be put into place on more days It doesn't have to be just on Sundays. You can physical distance yourself easier in a church setting because of the larger rooms, unless you attend a small church. And then you would just use common sense. But this is where we fall back once again into the fight to remove religion from everything. To remove religion from schools, to remove religion from people's lives. Guess who's been fighting for you to be able to worship? That's President Trump. He puts in place orders that help religious organizations follow their religions and their beliefs. Our country was founded, whether you like it or not, under God. Even says it on our money. We are the United States of America. We were founded this way. And there is nothing greater than the threat to evil than those people who practice and believe in their religion. And they will do anything and everything to pit us against each other. The racism, pitting the races against each other. The different religions. It doesn't matter if you're Catholic. It doesn't matter if you're Christian, if you're Islamic, if you're Jewish. Evil is going to pit everyone against each other for their ultimate goals, for their outcomes. We can't let it happen. Even for those who aren't very religious, who just pay it lip service. You have to understand the bigger picture of what's going on here. And if you believe that pastors, ministers, whoever, should be arrested for preaching to their flock, to calm them, to spiritually guide them, then your head's messed up. I mean, seriously. Yeah, there are pastors and ministers and preachers out there that need to be arrested, but they need to be arrested for pedophilia, crimes against humanity, not for giving solace in a time of need. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Ken this morning. Another Ken. We're just going to line up all the Kens. It's Ken Day. 884-9910. This is my Ken from Lake Tahoe, though. So we'll identify you that way, Ken.
Well, thank you.
So what's on your mind today?
There's an exclusive club up here, I guess.
Well, there's a few of you up there, but we're going to give you the special designation.
Well, first of all, I'd like to find out where we can pick up toilet paper. There is none in Tahoe. I had to go to a small old station down here, and they were using their own supplies, but they're selling the rolls for $3 a pop.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, for one single roll. The shelves up here, I did a trek, and I took the hard way. I took the bus all the way and hit just about every store down in the California side and on the Nevada side. There is not anything available anywhere in town.
Well, let me tell you two horrible stories, and that is a stolen SUV was recovered, and it was packed full of toilet paper, and a semi-truck burst into flames, and that thing was full of toilet paper. So
yeah, we heard about that one.
I think it's a mass attack on our TP supplies, but you know, yeah, it's pretty bad.
Well,
you know what?
Supposed to use bark off the tree.
No, now think of the old days. We haven't always had toilet paper, so a nice, you know, I hate to be disgusting, but a nice warm washcloth and just make sure you sanitize.
Well, anyway, I wanted to give you an update on what's going on up here, and it's quite nightmarish.
Do you live on the California side or the Nevada side?
I live at state line.
At state line, okay.
Right. Yeah, I'm real close. I'm off of Kingsbury, so the one thing that we're seeing, and we discussed this on the bus going. Down to the Y down there, and the rumor mill is just flying like crazy, believe me. The traffic, it's flowing through the town like it's no tomorrow. I walked through the village that we have up here, and it's just like a ghost town, totally a ghost town up here. But what we're hearing up here is this. The businesses that are here, they're almost to the brink of no return.
Yeah.
I'm hearing that some of the businesses here are at a point where those that are closed are just going to lock their doors and move everything out, and that's the end of the story. If they take and go another month up here, we're going to see a spot in the road. They're just not going to be able to afford to take and stay open. The rents there are $4,000 to $14,000 a month,
mm-hmm.
just in the village alone. Can't imagine what those are paying outside the area there. Now, a second thing that is going on up here is that the rents, since from what I understand, we are not exempt for the eviction notices, and because of the inability to get to those people getting their unemployment, you know, the rents up here start around $900 and go up.
Yeah.
And the sky's the limit on the amount they're charging. We're going to have rent control, or they're going to have to force all these people to lower the rents, or we're going to have people in tent city up here. I mean, it's really in a bad situation. The parking lots in the, like in our complex, they haven't moved their cars in 2 weeks. I mean, the only time they can really get to some place is to get groceries. But some, even our manager here, is even picking up groceries for people that can't get out. So it's in dire need up here, and it's really getting bad. And I don't know how much worse it's going to get up here before it gets better.
Wow.
Now, 90% of the people that work here actually work at the casinos, and that's a lot of people. It's four mm-hmm. casinos, five casinos that are out of work now. And that money is going to run out very quickly.
Well, it's not open.
And the rest of the businesses, there's no place to go. You walk outside, you look at the sun, say, yeah, it's there. You come back in the house, and that's the end of the story. So it's really dire up here, and I don't know what's going to happen.
It's dire story.
Well,
I know that some casinos are stepping forward in different areas, but I would urge all of the casinos up in that area, especially if there's no toilet paper going around, and I know I'm not making this a joke, with the amount of toilet paper that each of those casinos carries in every single room, you have to think every room probably has 2 to 3 rolls in it, even if they're half rolls. All of that should be collected and brought down into a location that the residents, the community that supports and helps provide for those casinos, not only their workers, but also patronage, they should be helping people by just putting that out for people to, you know, either purchase at a buck a roll or whatever they can do to give it out. Communities rely on each other, especially when you fall into smaller communities. But you have to understand, Ken, everybody's running out, and it is going to get worse before it gets better. So I'm really urging people to take that step in the casinos and everything like that, to step forward and help the community. Okay, because it's not just toilet paper. It's food. It's housing. What are you doing with those empty rooms when you could help people that are on the verge of eviction, who have no place to stay? Why not open a few rooms? And Ken, I hate to tell you this, but the reason that rentals are so high, people aren't going to worry about, you know, who's living in those, if they're evicted or not. Because if you go back and look who the corporations are, who the companies are that are purchasing up apartment buildings, casinos, houses, they're people not from this country. And they have no problem putting you out on your butt. We have to stop this as a country. We will come back for this. We will come back stronger. But then we need to make some big changes. The changes that we see coming are going to cause a lot more damage than the Chinese Wuhan virus ever thought possible. We have to take this country back. We have to take it back from the Chinese. We have to take it back from the Russians. We have to take it back from the Saudis. We have to take this country back.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. And have been with me 10 to noon every weekday. We've got a special show tonight, the Chinese Wuhan COVID-19 report from Jerry Evans. Will be from 5 to 6 this evening. Make sure you join in. You can call 884-9910. That's also our text line. You can also email me at monica@991fmtalk.com. If you're sending supportive, nice messages, if I don't get back to you, I apologize. I'm getting so many emails that I'm finding it hard to respond to everybody, but know that I love you and I thank you so much for the support. We have to watch out for what's coming. Okay? Trust that it is going to get worse before it gets better. But at some point, we're going to be looking back on this. Everybody is going through something. Everybody. I mean, some of our biggest casinos are locally owned. They employ a lot of the people that are in our community that are being hurt so badly right now, but everybody else is a business owner of essential and non-essential businesses. There's help for some. There's no help for others. But whatever we run into, we will find help one way or another. I find it a little disheartening that the special events and everything are already changing their dates into August and things like that, because I'm going to be looking at fundraisers for people. Fundraisers to get their businesses back open. And if you fall into that business category, as Ken was talking about, that people are just going to pack it up. Make sure you clean out all of your stuff from your business before you tell the landlord you're not going to pay the rent. I had that happen to a dear friend of mine who was changing locations, had all of their stuff at the new location, and then all of this happened, and now all of their stuff is being held hostage. For as much good as you want to see in the world, there's just as many, well, I'd love to use the term that Greg Gutfeld uses, but I'll just say a-holes out there. When it's all is said and done, those who protect each other will come out on top. Have a beautiful day. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 to noon every weekday, 5 to 6 tonight with Jerry Evans. Enjoy some of this blue sky and get out of the house and take a deep breath. Love you.